Welcome to Shudder the Dark podcast with James Brown. We will be talking about discernment. What does discernment mean? This is a textbook definition. Discernment is the ability to judge well, not just between right and wrong, but between what is good and what is best. It is the capacity for keen insight and astute judgment, allowing for an individual to perceive the true nature of a person, situation, or idea. So this goes, as you can see, beyond just a mere intelligence or a person with a lot of knowledge. This involves a depth of perception and a wisdom that is often cultivated through experience and reflection. So as we go through life experiences and reflect on those experiences, and we start breaking down what those experiences have done for us, start questioning the situation we went through, how we could do it better. Did I sign the contract for the house with too high of an interest rate the first time I ever bought a place? I bought a trailer for 16% interest. Cost way too much. Congratulations, that was me. Lesson learned when I was younger. Don't do it. Make sure you get a decent interest rate that you first get a piece of land for your trailer, because if you move into a trailer park, it's a forever. From experience, understand that buying a trailer at a high interest rate when you're young and you're not making a lot of money will put you in years and years of making payments on this trailer. But if I had looked at the interest rate, I had understood what that meant and how really set back and thought about how long that loan was, I would have never got myself into that situation. I would have just immediately decided it would have been better to live in a tent. But I went through that experience. So after that experience, I promise, I had a lot of self-reflection. So when I see somebody buy something at a high interest rate for something that they're going to have to keep for long periods of time, I will tell them, you don't want to do that. The only reason I knew this information to give that advice was because I reflected on what I did. I experienced what I did wrong. I can make a better judgment because I have insight, because I've experienced that. When a person usually gets older, not all older people have a deep perception. Not all older people have developed wisdom, but a lot of older people have. They've went through really bad situations. They can discern when something is not going to turn out right. They're not telling you because you're doing it the way they don't like it, or they are so much smarter than you. Usually those are not the reasons, but they have experienced, like I did on the trailer, being stuck in really bad situations. I can share that information now with other people. So it's beyond looking at the surface. It's beyond just surface level knowledge. Oh, I know what the interest rate is. I know how much the trailer costs. I'm just going to sign. It's a perception that's deeper than the facts. There's several key factors, and probably more, that encompasses discernment. Perceptiveness, the ability to see beyond the surface, to understand the underlying realities of a situation. Insight, a deeper and often sudden understanding of a complex problem or situation. Insight takes time. You're not going to have deep insight in something if you haven't done that something or experienced that something or reflected on something deeply, or maybe you gain insight from somebody else's experience and reflection, preventing you from getting into a bad situation. I'm not saying all older people are wiser. Listen, think, comprehend, question what the older person is telling you. Stop and think about it. Reflect on it. Ask questions about it. Write them down. Take some time. Prudence. The quality of being cautious and wise in one's decisions and actions. When you're making a decision to buy that beautiful new car, slick. It's beautiful. It's brand new. But it costs $60,000. You're going to have a little bit of a rough time making the payment, but you can squeak by. Is that really the decision you really want to make? No. You have to be wise in your decisions. Something I learned. So sometimes you might be seeing a pattern here. You learn wisdom through that experience of some stupid things that you've done. And I often tell both of my sons, I'm telling you this because I made stupid decisions when I was younger that ended me up in these situations, and I don't want to see you in these situations. Or I acted this way, and it caused this result. Don't act this way. And the acuity is the sharpness of thought and perception. Perceptiveness, insight, prudence, and acuity. These are some of the key factors of discernment. Now, how do we cultivate this discernment? And this is something I wish I had learned when I was a lot younger. Self-awareness. The foundation of discernment is a deep understanding of yourself. This involves recognizing your own biases, values, emotions, and thought patterns. How do you think? Are you thinking too fast? Are you looking at that item online and you just, oh, I need it and I have the money and you just click and you get it? Or I have a credit card and I can get it? What are your thought patterns? What are your emotions when you're doing that? Are you getting a dopamine hit? How can you stop yourself from getting into these situations? Maybe deleting Amazon off your phone, or maybe deciding not to make purchases until after you think about it for 3 or 4 days are ways to develop, allow you to think about your own biases. Am I too quick to hit it? Do I want something too much? What are my values? My value says I need to save money and I want to make sure I can take care of my family. So family is important to me. But if you don't really become self-aware and start thinking about those things, you're just going to go on the emotion right now. If you don't stop to think that's how you get that buyer's remorse, is you buy something because you think you need it, or you have convinced yourself through false thinking patterns that you're going to buy it. How do I know again? But I learned these things, and I've learned them through whether it be shopping, buying things, financial, how it affects my family. There's a whole lot of things that go into this, right? But if I was more self-aware, then I could have saved a lot of money in my life. I could have bought the right things. I would not overbuy things or convince myself I needed things. I would critically think about this. Now, analyze the information logically and objectively. We're going to cover more on the critical thinking skills, and we're going to have a podcast thinking, looking at the self-awareness and embracing a learning mindset. Experience is a powerful teacher in the development of discernment. Be perceptive, to have insight, to have prudence or acuity. Stop and think. So before you make big purchases, give it 1 to 3 days. Think about it. Write it down. Ask yourself questions. Go consult somebody. They've done something you want to do, and they know you really don't want to do that because they've experienced it. They've reflected upon what they did wrong through that experience. So you can take advantage of their wisdom without going through the same problems, henceforth developing that discernment. So you make a good judgment, right? Sharpen your critical thinking skills, embrace a learning mindset. I'm going to just do a podcast on how to develop it. Today we're learning what it is. Now, what does God have to say about discernment? Why is it so important? Why is discernment something that we want to do? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, but solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. God also talks about discernment in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. In this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Think about that. Which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. So if we start learning to be self-aware, to critically think, to have that mind learning set, and we're praying and reading the Bible and reflecting on not only actions, but reflecting on the Word of God and what it means and start asking these questions, wow, we've got something here. We've got something big here. And God wants us to approve the things that are excellent. And the only way you're going to know if it's excellent is if it follows the principles of God in the Bible. And the only way you're going to know that is by reading the Bible, not a pastor telling you about the Bible, but you reading the Bible. So that in order to be sincere. Now, if you are reading the Bible, you can be sincere in your knowledge, because if you're asking questions about decisions that you're making and you're basing those questions and through experience and your learnings on biblical principles, then you're going to approve the things that are excellent. And of course, there are times we go through this process and maybe we go wrong. But then it's still a learning experience. But God wants us not to just jump and do things. He wants us to have judgment. Discernment involves making accurate assessment or forming a sound opinion. If we develop an opinion, we need to know why we have that opinion, not based on our emotions, not based on surface level thinking. And if you go to a protest nowadays, they have their one-liners. A politician always has their one-liners. That's not deep thinking. Wait a minute. What does that mean? What are they saying? Can you explain that to me? Do they have a web page that you could go to and say, what are they meaning by what this slogan says? I want to know the meaning of that slogan. I know what the words say, but I want to know the deeper meaning or what their perception of that meaning is. So where can I go to find that? That's something we want to do. Distinguishing. A core element is the ability to differentiate, to tell things apart, even when they appear similar, they can apply to ideas, motives, influences, or options. Distinguishing, breaking down things. That helps with clarity, which is one of the other big things. It aims to cut through the confusion, the ambiguity, and obscurity to arrive at a clear understanding. So when you hear a one-liner, you start researching, you start questioning, you start going, What does this mean? So we don't just take things. Again, you have to add God into it. Because if you don't add God into discernment, you have no discernment. You've just wasted your time. You have just become full of common wisdom. And once you start understanding the biblical principles and you start reading the Bible, you begin to have a deeper perception of situations, of people. Another verse that I found in the Bible, Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but transgressors will stumble in them. Philippians chapter 1, 9 through 11 verses, Hosea 4, chapter 14 and 9. How can this help us in life? Because the Bible is telling us that discernment is important when you're praying, reading your Bible, following biblical principles, all these things. It's spiritual growth. You're growing. You're discerning. Your discernment is crucial to understanding the divine will and recognizing spiritual truths and avoiding deception. So you grow spiritually. You not only grow in the knowledge of the Bible, but you also go understand the deeper meaning of what it is saying. And problem solving. There's more than just spiritual growth and problem solving. But this is what we're going to go over today. I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper in how we can develop, cultivate discernment. I'll do that next week. Let's get back to problem solving. Problem solving is the ability to put biblical principles to your everyday issues and big issues. What would Jesus do? Read the Bible. That will tell you. Analyze the problem through the perception and lens of the Bible. Generate potential solutions that are based on biblical principles. Evaluate each one of the solutions. Now, yes, this is putting in the steps that they teach you in school, but it's also adding in the Bible into this, because your problem solving in life is not going to turn out so well if you're not putting God in it. Evaluate the solutions. Select the best solution. Not what is best by your own understanding, but you've questioned, you've asked other people, you've researched, you've reflected upon the possible solutions, and you've reflected on the Bible, and you've prayed about it, and then you can come up with the best solution. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will just give you that solution. You'll be evaluating it, and you just feel this calmness and peace that comes over you. And you're like, that's the decision. That's what I want to do. Why couldn't I think of that before? You went through the steps of discernment. Not a lot of people nowadays want to do that. What is going to make me happy now? What am I going to get now? I'm going to do this. I'm going to have fun. I don't care about anything else. That's not how to live life. We want to live life through discernment, and that is why. Because when we're discerning, we can prevent ourselves from making really bad decisions that's going to cost us. I've made several bad decisions that cost me in my life, and if I can stop somebody else from making those bad decisions, whether it's money or going through a situation or getting into a situation, pass that education, what I have discerned, to someone else. I do it in a way that clarifies why this may be a bad decision. So discernment is very important, because once we do get that right answer, or we think about these subjects and we do write down and go through these steps, we can help other people in situations. It's about loving your neighbor, because if walking down that road, you're going to fall off a cliff. You're going to want to tell people, teaching people about salvation. If they go through this world just wanting worldly events or doing worldly things, at the end of the day, no matter what they've done, no matter what they've accomplished, no matter anything, if they're not saved, they don't know Jesus, they're not going to a place where we want them to go. So what do? We want to tell them about it, right? I'm going to have a podcast next week to go a little bit deeper on the self-awareness, sharpen your critical thinking, and embrace a learning mindset, and just dig a little bit deeper into those things. But this is getting a little bit long. I want to help people develop discernment to have a better life. And that's one of the reasons we tell people about Jesus. Once you get Jesus, your life changes. But once not only do you get Jesus and you start reading your Bible and you start doing things like learning how to discern things better, how to make better judgment calls. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature. You mature as you become Christians, as you read your Bible, as you go through life. Who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Think about that. Read chapter 5 of Hebrews. Read the entire chapter 1 of Philippians. And read the entire chapter of Hosea, chapter 14. Get a deeper understanding. Understand what the Bible is telling you. Because you don't want to just listen to me, you want to learn yourself. And that's one of the things I want to see you do. So definitely read these chapters, reflect on these chapters, pray about this. And there are many more verses in the Bible. Go through these chapters and read the Bible. And I appreciate you listening to Shudder the Dark podcast. Have a great day and may God bless. And don't forget to pray and read the Bible.